Public Show, Radio Now 100.9, and a couple of wedding-related stories I'd like to share with you this morning and see what you ladies think here. Let's start with the first one. A woman named Susan and her fiancé were set to get married. What a wonderful thing that is. But they had a problem. Her dream wedding cost about $60,000, and they only had $15,000.
Me too.
Okay, see, I thought this would relate to you, Alex. Now, what would you do if you found yourself in that situation? You wanted a $60,000 wedding, but all you had was $15,000. That's obviously not going to work.
I'd probably find myself a nice street corner to get comfortable on, start earning some money.
See, now I respect that. I respect you going to work and getting what you want. Even though you're waiting till you're married, that would be interesting. I don't know what you would do. Well, this woman, Susan, said she wanted, quote, an extravagant blowout wedding where she could be a Kardashian for a day. Oh, my gosh. Are we
also
talking about
me.
Liv the Web Girl over here, too?
Yep.
Totally sounds like you.
And Liv.
So this woman, Susan, asked all of her friends and family if they'd give them cash to cover the cost. She wrote online, "We've sacrificed so much and only ask each guest for around $1,500.
Only.
I can't even say it. She's like, just give us $1,500 each.
Honey, for $1,500 to go to your wedding, I better be meeting and greeting and hanging out with Taylor Swift.
I was going to say, for you, she'd have to probably be performing at the wedding. You're like, okay, this is an expensive ticket.
Yeah, I need an actual Kardashian there for $1,500.
Yeah.
Well, if you're wondering how many people actually sent them checks, the number's 8. So by the way, 8 crazy-ass people actually sent $1,500.
Good for those 8 people.
Who?
Susan freaked out and called off the wedding. And now, because of how her fiance handled the situation, at least according to her, she called it off and broke up with him too. So she dumped her fiance because I guess he wasn't being crazy like her. And now she's going to South America for 2 months to, quote, rid herself of toxic energy.
Interesting.
Let's continue.
So is she just going to, like, throw her whole self away then?
I don't know what she's doing. Let's continue the wedding stuff. Now, this is an Alex move if I've ever heard of one. A 19-year-old woman in Russia whose father is not a millionaire. This guy is a billionaire. Had a $4.5 million wedding last year, which included performances from Mariah Carey,
yeah,
Elton John, and more.
Wow.
But she just admitted that whole wedding, it was a scheme to get her ex jealous, and guess what? It worked.
What? I love it. Petty goals.
She just ended things with her current husband, and now she's back with her ex.
Get it.
Oh, what a dirty, dirty person.
She is the queen of all scams.
Oh, my gosh. The commitment that she had to have for that.
I want a Lifetime movie based on this.
I'm kind of disturbed because I thought, like, you two would be like, well, that's terrible, that's great. You're like, how did she do that?
Yeah, let me take some notes.
Okay. I'm not saying it's great, but the commitment, I've never been that committed to anything in my life.
That's true. That's also true. Liv doesn't even commit that much to her quesadilla.